This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements, surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule, verified by rigorous independent testing. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/biotics research. That's drhoffman.com/biotics research for Biomega Fish Oil.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's week six of the lockdown, and I'm here in New York City, which is the most lockdown place of all. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we're going to talk about coronavirus, COVID-19. We're going to talk about all manner of things that pertain to Intelligent Medicine. As part of unraveling the lockdown, we're going to open up calls to, well, all manner of your concerns, because your concerns didn't go away during the 6 weeks where we've been preoccupied with coronavirus. They remain real and pressing. So call us with any question that you like, but in particular, if you've got some opinions about the lockdown, if you've experienced a COVID-19 infection, if you want to weigh in with questions about natural remedies and protective measures, well, we're here to share information with you. 877-726-8255. And we even set up a coronavirus landing page at drhoffman.com, which is a compendium of all my articles over the past few weeks and all my podcasts related to the coronavirus. I think we've done yeoman service getting a lot of information out there. Hopefully that information has been reassuring and helpful to you and your families. 877-726-8255. We're here. We can take your questions right here on this program. And the interesting thing about coronavirus is that it appears that we really were wrong about this, because in the first few weeks, we were in denial. We said, it's nothing. It's something that's happening over in China, but it can't happen here. And then it began to happen in the U.S., and then we started to see deaths. And all of a sudden, we went from denial to a massive overreaction. An overreaction which has locked down the country, tanked the economy. They estimate that here in New York City, for example, one-third to one-half of all restaurants and bars are going to go belly up because, well, for the foreseeable future, people won't want to congregate in social spaces. We've gotten the message about social distancing. We've gotten it all too well. And now people are germ-phobic. They don't even want to go into public places. And it's going to take a long, long time to unravel that. But our estimates were wrong because they said that there was the possibility that 60% of Americans would experience coronavirus infection. And the consequence would be that anywhere between 500,000 and 2 million Americans would die of coronavirus. I mean, realistically, just a few weeks ago, that's what they were saying. And there's just not enough funeral homes and hospital ICUs and ventilators and grave sites to accommodate that incredible toll. That would have been a real, real tragedy. But it got us mobilized. It got us into social distancing and flattening the curve. And retrospectively, let's take a look at why the models were wrong. the models were wrong because predicting the outcome of the coronavirus is a little bit like predicting the exact trajectory of a looming hurricane in the mid-Atlantic. I mean, we here on the East Coast, I don't know about you folks in Middle America or on the West Coast, but in the months of August and September, we on the East Coast, especially those of us who like to spend time on the beach and have property near the water, we look very apprehensively at the hurricane maps. And the hurricane maps usually suggest that there are these little tropical depressions that roll off of the coast of Africa into the Atlantic, and near the Azores, they begin to take on the appearance of a hurricane, and then their course is unpredictable. And then we do something called modeling, and you've seen those models, and sometimes they vary enormously. There's the European model, and then there's the U.S. model, and sometimes these models diverge by literally hundreds and perhaps thousands of miles. So there's this little statistic about the coronavirus that's called the R0. And the R0 refers to the infectivity of the virus. And so based on estimates of the infectivity of the virus, it was projected how many people were going to get affected and how many people were potentially going to die. But here's the thing about R0s. R0s, for example, for the flu, are about 1 and change, maybe 1.5. That means that for each person who's infected, they will in turn infect another 1.5 people. That doesn't sound like very much, but that can be the beginning of a pretty bad epidemic. On the other end of the extreme, measles, extremely contagious. One person can affect 15 people. And that means the R0 is 15. For the coronavirus, it was estimated that the R0 was anywhere from 2.0 to 3 and change. But here's the interesting thing. If you go from an R0 of 2.3 to 2.4, just a very, very slight change in infectivity. It doesn't sound like much. What's the difference? One person can affect 2.3 people or one person can infect 2.4 people. No big whoop. Why quibble over that statistic? Well, just that difference between an R0 of 2.3 and an R0 of 2.4 could triple the projected number of infected Americans from 10 million to 30 million. So just a little bit of wobble in the course of that hurricane in the mid-Atlantic could make a difference between whether it's going to affect the Florida Keys or whether it's going to cause devastation in Cape Cod, because the hurricane is so far off. And that's the problem with these models. The other thing about the models that they didn't take into account is that the death rate is probably a heck of a lot less than they estimated in the first place. Some of those first estimates came off of that cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, where 0.85% of people who were affected by the virus died. Okay, that doesn't sound like much, 1% approximately, but 1% of Americans, hello, 330 million Americans, 1% means 3 million dead Americans. So they extrapolated from the Diamond Princess, which was kind of an atypical situation. It was a cruise ship. It was close quarters. It was, frankly, a lot of seniors, maybe people not in the best health, go on cruise ships. And you got that figure of 0.85, approximately 1%. And you extrapolate that to the U.S. population, and you get some pretty, pretty scary numbers. Turns out not the case. And why is that? Well, a lot of people who have it don't even know they have it. They were asymptomatic. And with the initial testing, they only tested the people who were very sick. They presented themselves and said, I'm sick. A lot of people who said, I'm sick, couldn't even be tested. They said, well, you're not sick enough to be tested. You don't get priority. The people who get tested are the people in the hospital. And so the percentages continue to dwindle, because now we have a lot of people just curious, like, did I have it? Well, here's what happened in New York when they conducted that particular survey, they found that 21% of people in New York have had it. They have antibodies to it. In New York State, the figure is 13%. Upstate, a little less, more like low single digits, because in the rural and suburban parts of upstate New York, much less in the way of contact. But right here, ground zero, 21% of people have already had it. Is that bad news? It's actually good news, because it suggests that we're on our way towards herd immunity, which means that enough people have had it to put a speed bump in the progression of the virus. These people may be immune. 21% doesn't cut it for herd immunity, but you start getting herd immunity around 40-50% of the people having had it. That may be a situation that develops over the next year or two as more and more people come in contact with it, some inadvertently having it, carrying it. And in a moment, we're also going to take a look at the characteristics of people hospitalized with COVID-19. And there's good news on that front, too, for those of you who follow healthy lifestyles, don't take medications, are in good shape, because it turns out that it is really a truism that COVID-19 is a lifestyle disease, much like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. It's a merit system to a certain extent. How healthy you are determines whether you're going to land in the hospital. We'll take a look at those statistics momentarily. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Biomega Fish Oil from Biotics Research. For over 40 years, Biotics Research has been providing the highest quality supplements surpassing industry standards. Biomega Fish Oil contains therapeutic doses of vital omega-3s in the triglyceride form, which is highly bioavailable. Biotics Research ensures maximum purity and freshness by managing their fish oils from catch to capsule. For more information, go to drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch. That's drhoffman.com/bioticsresearch for Biomega Fish Oil. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. It is about week 6 we're entering into of the current lockdown around coronavirus. You can call us 877-726-8255 with questions related to the coronavirus or whatever else is on your mind, because it's time we lift the lockdown. And when it comes to lifting the lockdown here in Intelligent Medicine, that means opening up the floodgates to all your concerns. 877-726-TALK is our number. You can call that number, by the way, 24/7 throughout the week, and you can record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions momentarily. But it is true that COVID-19 is a lifestyle disease. And by that I mean that while some people who are perfectly healthy get serious cases of this, even die, that is really an outlier. That is really a rarity. And a few weeks ago, very few of us knew the word comorbidity. We doctors, yes, we know about comorbidities, but it's a fancy word meaning that you've got underlying health problems that may make you more susceptible to something like a virus. And so there's a study that came out of New York that looks at 5,700 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. So these were the sickest of the sick, because they encourage people, if they can, tough it out, stay at home. If you're having serious breathing problems, come on into the hospital. But if not, don't just show up at the hospital, because you might just infect more healthcare workers or other patients. So this is the sickest of the sick. Of those, I would estimate around 20% of them end up on ventilators. And, oh, by the way, being on a ventilator, no picnic. You know, they were screaming, not enough ventilators. It turns out that approximately 90% of people who end up on ventilators, at least in the New York experience, end up dying. It is virtually a death sentence. And so this ventilator thing, okay, well, you know, we're doing something to save lives, but very few people emerge after being intubated. But here's what they say about the baseline characteristics of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 here in New York. First of all, male predominance. Okay, yeah, we knew that. About 60-40 male-female ratio. When it comes to comorbidities, only 6% of people had no comorbidities. By comorbidities, we're talking about obesity, hypertension, diabetes, heart disease. Those are the chief comorbidities. Another 6%, very small percentage, had one. Greater than one, i.e. 2, 3, 4, or 5 or more comorbidities, 88%. The average age of the people hospitalized, relatively young, 63. So it wasn't just the elderly. It turns out that the range was 52 to 75. So only virtually no people under the age of 52 were hospitalized. Of comorbidities, hypertension led the list. 57% of the people hospitalized had high blood pressure, 11% had heart disease, 7% had congestive heart failure, and when it comes to diabetes, that was a very, very, very common comorbidity. 34% had diabetes. And, oh, smokers? Big surprise here. 85% of the people were never smokers. So according to studies, and this first came out in China, they thought smoking would be a big comorbidity. Turns out not. Not that smoking's good for you. It'll kill you in many other ways. But when it comes to COVID-19, it doesn't make it more likely that you're going to crash, end up in the hospital, and die. We'll talk about why that might be. Interesting story. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Are you looking to give your immune system a boost? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, liquid wild oil of oregano with rosemary extract and natural honey flavor. Future Farm's wild oil of oregano supports a variety of health benefits, including antimicrobial effects, as well as supporting the immune system. Plus, Future Farm is the first ever to formulate wild oil of oregano with rosemary. Rosemary aids circulation, helps alleviate muscle pain, improves memory, and also gives your immune system a boost. The natural honey flavor enhances the taste while still giving you all of the benefits. Future Farm sources this product from the Mediterranean and produces it in the United States. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com. /Hoffman. Wild oil of oregano is all natural, science-based, and works without adverse side effects. MyFutureFarm.com/Hoffman. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you can use that number 24/7 to record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear it.
My brother has Lyme's disease, and he had gone to not a medical doctor, but she has put him on not only some vitamin supplements, but she's also told him that he should be on that hydrochloroquine that we are talking about for the coronavirus, and he should go on a gluten-free diet. I'm a little concerned about the hydrochloroquine. I don't hear of that for Lyme's disease. And I guess I was just wondering what your thoughts are on it, what your feelings are on that for Lyme's disease. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like some of the treatment's fine, vitamins, maybe gluten-free diet, but, it sounds pretty darn unscientific, and it kind of concerns me that he's under the care of a, quote, non-physician practitioner, who then has the cockamamie idea to put him on hydroxychloroquine. Now, hydroxychloroquine is a medication that is good for autoimmunity. It's good for inflammation. And so it actually might do some good in Lyme disease, but it's not been thoroughly vetted for Lyme disease. And it's only kind of soared into prominence because of the firestorm that was generated when President Trump started talking about hydroxychloroquine as a promising therapy for coronavirus. And, I got to tell you that I don't have that much experience treating patients in hospital because I'm sitting on the sidelines and my patients are outpatients. But I will tell you that several of my patients have taken hydroxychloroquine, one in particular, who was pretty darn sick. And he sort of pleaded with me, get me some hydroxychloroquine. I've been sick for 9 days. I think I'm heading in the wrong direction. I can't get rid of these fevers. And we searched and we searched and we searched. We finally got him some hydroxychloroquine with some azithromycin. Within 48 hours, his symptoms were better. Is that a coincidence? Well, many doctors report that there are benefits to hydroxychloroquine in this viral disease. Now, the problem is it's become really politicized. President has a way of spitballing it when it comes to talking about promising therapies. In a burst of optimism, he might talk about this or that or the other thing. The other day he was talking about disinfectants, which led some people to misinterpret his comments to mean that we should be injecting Clorox or drinking hydrogen peroxide or something like that as a way of treating this. The real story on hydroxychloroquine is there have been some promising studies. The studies are very early and they are not that rigorous. And I think there's a political dimension to this. There's some people with an agenda who are trying to make him seem like a blithering idiot by suggesting that hydroxychloroquine could be beneficial at all. I think it probably is somewhat beneficial. I can understand a scientific mechanism by which it would help. It seems to have an impact on what are called the endosomes, which are little pockets that carry the virus deep within the cell. And that may be its mode of action. It's also anti-inflammatory, which could help patients with very, very severe lung inflammation and free radical damage to their organs. So maybe it puts the brakes on that. I think when the dust settles, it probably won't be one of the mainstay therapies for coronavirus. It may be ultimately a useful ancillary therapy. I know a lot of the doctors here in New York are just using it You know, when they see a very sick patient, before the patient gets too sick, they want to give it. I think one of the reasons why some of the trials have shown that it's not that helpful is they administer it to very elderly, debilitated patients in the last stages of the disease, and there's nothing much that can be done for those patients, and they pass away anyway, with or without the hydroxychloroquine. It's also got some hazards. Long-term use, and this wouldn't be long-term use, just used it for a few days for coronavirus, it could potentially cause some eye problems. Our patients who take Plaquenil, which is the brand name for hydroxychloroquine, they end up needing eye exams, but only very rarely does it show damage to the retina, which is what happens with potentially long-term use of hydroxychloroquine. In short-term, it can affect something called a QT interval, which is a risk factor for cardiac arrhythmias. I haven't seen that happen too much, and I think that the patients who are getting it, probably getting it while they're being monitored in hospital, I think if you're going to take it as an out, you know, say it just makes sense at all to take it as a preventive. A lot of people have contacted me like, get me some. I want to have it. I want to stockpile it. I want to start taking it because I'm afraid when I go outside to the deli to pick up my food, I'm going to get corona. No, don't take it for that. Take it if you're, you know, getting sick, and if you test positive for COVID-19, then it really might be worth, you know, that risk-benefit equation, undertake the slight risk to achieve a possible benefit, the benefit of which is not that proven. But to use it in Lyme disease, I haven't heard of that. And, you know, I just think it's kind of a wackadoodle suggestion from that practitioner who's, you know, sort of saying that standard thing. Yeah, gluten-free diet. Yeah, take some vitamins. Oh, and yeah, I heard about, you know, hydroxychloroquine. So let's throw that into the mix too. And, you know, while we're at it, maybe spray some Clorox up your nasal passages. No, you know, that it's called making it up as you go along. All right. This is an important time to make sure that your immune system is operating at its peak. And I want to share with you a new natural solution, less controversial, I think, than hydroxychloroquine, pretty well established, from Future Farm Botanicals, which is created exclusively to help promote a better immune response. It's elderberry with zinc and echinacea, powerful immune support from Future Farms elderberry with zinc and echinacea. It's the first to combine these three powerful ingredients together. Elderberry is packed with antioxidants, vitamins, and may boost your immune system. Echinacea has been shown to activate chemicals in the body that decrease inflammation. Zinc, of course, activates T lymphocytes, and low zinc has been associated with increased susceptibility. So for more information to order, call 888-841-7216. That's 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. For elderberry with zinc and echinacea, it's an all-natural, science-based formula, and it works without adverse side effects. Take advantage of Future Farms. Buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. This is a great offer because elderberry is hard to come by. Myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Okay. This item, this got my blood boiling. Headline. FBI raids Detroit area medical facility for using intravenous vitamin C to treat COVID-19 patients. Now, I just recorded a very, very informative podcast with Dr. Jeannie Drisco, who's our go-to person on intravenous vitamin C. She's a very, very distinguished researcher, and she's one of the world's experts on the benefits of intravenous vitamin C, and she believes that it has great applicability to coronavirus. The FBI on Thursday raided a Detroit area medical facility for reportedly treating non-hospitalized coronavirus patients with intravenous vitamin C, which the FBI appears to be claiming is a, quote, fraudulent treatment. The Allure Medical Spa, which is owned by a Dr. Charles Mock, had been giving out vitamin C injections for free to first responders before the FBI came in and aggressively shut him down. The FBI agents went into the building wearing full protective gear to protect themselves from potential exposure. Talk about lack of social distancing. They go into a place where they've got patients with active coronavirus to prevent them from getting vitamin C. Boy, that's a really great use of our government resources. Sources claim the raid is because Allur has been allegedly performing treatments for COVID-19 patients without an approved treatment or cure. Well, if that were the case, the FBI should raid every single hospital in the country because there ain't no approved cure for COVID-19. We're making it up as we go along. You know, we're providing supportive care for people in the hospital. We're testing out this and that or the other experimental drug, hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, remdesivir, pooled convalescent plasma. You know, we're just throwing a lot of things at it. And there are some real bona fides to intravenous vitamin C. It's being used widely as treatment for coronavirus in hospitals throughout the world. There's clinical trials underway in China. Many hospitals in the United States are throwing a little bit of vitamin C in the IV bag for patients who are very sick. And multiple clinical trials study its effectiveness at treating the coronavirus are currently ongoing. They actually are registered with trials.gov. So I just don't understand this. This is crazy, crazy, crazy repressive behavior by the government. The only reason I can think of that the FBI might get involved in a situation like that is if for some reason they were fraudulently billing insurance, because that's where the FBI sometimes comes in, is if you're billing an IV for an unauthorized therapy to Medicare. They don't like that. That's a federal thing. The federal jurisdiction kicks in, and the FBI sometimes gets involved and raids these clinics, but more for insurance reasons, insurance fraud, rather than because they're administering a therapy that's, quote, fraudulent. This, if true, this is just mind-blowing. Yeah. Massive, massive overkill. And we're going to follow that story. But, you know, I posted it on Facebook, and within minutes, dozens and dozens of people have chimed in with comments about what a crazy, crazy government intervention that is to prevent people from receiving a plausible therapy in a private healthcare facility with informed consent, that this is, you know, you pays your money and you takes your chances. It's an experimental therapy. It's a therapy that I've administered personally thousands of times to patients over my medical career of 30 years or more. And it is mind-blowing. What will be next? People are just reacting with all kinds of hysterical manifestations during this coronavirus pandemic. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, with their trademarked postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients. Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages.
Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. You can get in on the conversation by calling us if you've got an opinion regarding the lockdown, if you yourself have experienced coronavirus or a family member, let us know, 877-726-8255. Perhaps you have another question related to anything under the rubric of Intelligent Medicine. That's 877-726-8255. And we got a recorded question. That number is live 24/7. So let's hear that question.
My name is Charlene. I'd like to know if we should be wearing protective eye wear also, because we're doing the mask, because it gets in your eyes too. Thank you.
Okay, so let's clear up some of this mask confusion. It's causing mass confusion, and there's been a lot of mask misdirection as well. What does it mean when we wear masks? Because these days, here in New York, it's becoming de rigueur to walk around with masks on and to wear masks whenever we go into stores. And there's little signs in stores, you know, please make sure you're wearing a mask when you come into the store. The other day I was in the grocery store that I use. So, you know, it's not one of these big mega stores like Whole Foods or Trader Joe's. It's a, you know, small to medium sized grocery here in Manhattan where I get my provisions. It's handy. It's well stocked and, you know, everything I need is there. And, I was, coming down the aisle getting ready to pay, and there was a man, and this man must have been well into his 70s, and he was standing there, screaming at the top of his lungs, profanities. He was like incensed because he wasn't wearing a mask and they wouldn't let him into the store. He was absolutely in meltdown. And the manager tried to patiently explain to him that, you know, there's this new regulation and we're trying to do this. And four cops were standing right there. They were off duty, you know, getting a snack. And they had their mask. Everybody had their mask on, but this guy wasn't going to play along with it. And he stalked angrily out of the store. And he's not going to have any part of it. Look, here's a stark fact that has caused people to change their minds about masks. Because at first they said, you know, you don't need masks. Forget masks. Masks are for the healthcare workers. They're at high risk. There's not enough masks to go around, so don't hog the masks. They should be there for the healthcare workers. They told us we didn't need masks. And now they say, well, you not only should we be wearing masks, but it's de rigueur. If you're walking down the street in New York and you're not wearing a mask, they give you a wide berth, like 20 feet, not 6 feet, 20 feet. They go, you know, steer around you. Patients with no symptoms caused 44% of coronavirus cases, according to a study. So what that means is that for anywhere from 2 to 3 days to up to a week, you can be infectious with the coronavirus and not be aware of it before you come down with a serious infection. And maybe you'll remain asymptomatic anyway. You'll be an asymptomatic spreader. So that's the insidious part of this pandemic, is that unlike other conditions like Ebola, for example, it's pretty clear that you're sick. You're bleeding from the mouth and the nose and the eyes. Your fevers are so high that you can barely walk. And it's pretty easy to avoid people like that. But with this, you can be ostensibly well and you could be spreading it. So when you're wearing a mask, you're actually protecting others from infection. The masks that you're wearing are probably pretty ineffective in terms of preventing you from getting infection. I mean, they're somewhat helpful, but most of these masks, especially like cloth bandanas or these ordinary surgical masks that you get for a couple of bucks, they're pretty porous. You can actually inhale viral particles around them or even through them. If you want to go one step further, wear an N95 mask, but they're pretty uncomfortable. They actually make you kind of short of breath. It's hard to really walk around. It's also virtually impossible to exercise with them. But that mask does nothing to protect your eyes, which is your question. And the eyes are a portal of entry for the virus. If there's viral particles floating around, or if somebody coughs or sneezes in your face, you're going to get it through your eyes. Just because your nose and mouth are covered doesn't mean you're protected. So the people in hospitals who are wearing PPEs, protective clothing, they wear goggles, or they have shields that prevent them from experiencing the transmission through their eyes. So yes, if you really think that you are high risk, maybe you have multiple comorbidities and you're in a place where definitely there are people who are sick, yeah, okay, wear goggles, wear a shield, make sure that your eyes really are protected and covered. I mean, glasses provide a little bit of protection from overt spray if people are close to you and talking to you, but we should be distancing anyway. You know, the other people are wearing masks. The masks are to prevent you from inadvertently transmitting it to someone else. It's about flattening the curve. It's not so much about personal protection. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll be right back with more, and we invite your questions on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.